Blog Talk Radio.
Coast to coast, town to town, and station to station, it's the herd mentality. Advising you of all your medicinal needs, recreational uses, and these travels through the universe. East Coast, West Coast, it's the herd mentality. I think life could be just a little more fun. You remember the old days when you were young? It can all happen here. Right here on the herd mentality. Into the herd mentality. Stay tuned for more of the herd mentality.
Hey, herd. Good afternoon, everybody. Or whatever time it is, wherever you are today. Welcome to the Herd Mentality once and again, live and alive on Brilliant Blog Talk Radio Lo-Fi Connection on this 7/28/17 Friday. And today's show is about wild plums, meat kits, hummering, and the birds. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, and kind of waiting on somebody to call in. If anybody's bored, it'd probably be a good time to do that. But I got plenty of stuff to talk about, and I like to call hummingbirds hummering birds, and I just got buzzed by one yesterday, really close, like right in my face when I was walking around my trumpet vine in my yard. But anyway, hummingbirds are birds from the Americas that constitute the family Trochilidae. They are among the smallest birds, and most species only measure, this is metric, but about 7 centimeters to 13 centimeters, which is not very big. Hummingbirds are small, colorful birds with iridescent feathers. Their name comes from the fact that they flap their wings so fast, and that's about 80 times a second, that they make a humming noise. Hummingbirds can fly right, left, up, down, backwards, and even upside down. They are also able to hover by flapping their wings in a figure eight pattern. They have a specialized long and tapered bill that's used to obtain nectar from the center of long tubular flowers, like my trumpet vines. And hummingbirds' feet are used for perching only and are not used for hopping or walking. So, that's about hummingbirds. Now I'll take a look over here at my nature calendar to touch base with the other things I have on there and what's also going on in the wild and wonderful world of nature in my neighborhood. Is that the wild plums are ripening. And if you like them, any wild fruit, if it's out in nature, nature's waiting on it too. And so if you like that stuff, you need to get out there and get it before it's all gone, because there's plenty of critters waiting in line already. What else we got going on? Meat kits travel with their mothers along streams. So the minks kits are out with their mommies now in the creeks and the streams, and she's teaching them how to catch what they like to eat, probably. And it's time to watch for the young hummingbirds at the feeders. If you have feeders, I don't put out feeders for birds anymore. I used to, all kinds, hummingbirds, woodpeckers, soot, all kinds of seeds. And my mother used to like to come out to my place and watch the birds, and that's why I attracted them in large numbers. But anyway, I quit doing that because I have kitty cats, and that's kind of like a not really fair for the birds. I mean, the cats catch the birds enough as it is, and that's sort of like baiting the trap for the cats, and they don't need any help. They catch all the stuff they need to eat outside. Okay, what else is on the calendar? Okay, don't forget that those Aquarian meteor showers are peaking tonight and tomorrow night. And remember, in the last episode, I told everybody, if you want to watch those, the best time of day is just before dawn for, you know, an hour or two when it's the darkest. And now there's probably going to be, I haven't checked what time the moon is rising now, but it's waxing, and it's a little crescent out in the sky. So probably make for some really, if you're into that kind of night sky photography or whatever, it's probably a good time to get out there and get some pretty crescent moon pictures, along with some meteor showers that are going on too. Might be kind of fun if you're into that stuff. And let's see, what else do we have going on? I don't know. Look out, I think, I don't know what, something's coming. It's a, oh no.
I saw it look like a big bird, a meteorite or something. It went up over the top of the barn and it crashed. I didn't know what. And then I went over there and it was the herd mentality.
Oh, great. Yeah, you got to watch out for those things. These meteors that are showering, they're probably not going to hit the planet anywhere anytime soon, I don't think. So we probably don't need to worry about that too much. What else do we have going on in the whole wide world of sports and entertainment out in the nature? I'm going to go to my clipboard now and read up a little bit here on hummingbirds some more. And this is a piece I borrowed from the Missouri Department of Conservation. It's entitled "The Pint-Sized Hummingbird" by Gina Todorov. And I'm just going to read this because it's kind of neat. A glittering fragment of the rainbow is what an early American naturalist called the hummingbird. He must have been impressed with its shimmering green plumage and crimson throat feathers. He was no doubt fascinated by the hummingbird's small size as well. Ruby-throated hummingbirds, the only hummers found in this area, are by far our smallest bird. They are a mere 3 inches long and weigh as little as one dime. Hummingbirds employ their small size and hovering flight to suck nectar from flowers. They can fly backwards, sideways, and in battles with other hummingbirds, they'll flip over and fly upside down, too. The tiny wings are a blur beating 75 times per second, this article says, so you know, there's a little difference between where I got the other information, I think was off Wikipedia. Hummingbirds migrate to the Midwest in April and can be with us here in Missouri until October. Many people have discovered the pleasure of attracting them to their homes by providing special feeders at garden and hardware stores. Fill them with a mixture of one part sugar to four parts water. That's all you need to put in a hummingbird feeder. You don't have to buy that fancy red-colored nectar stuff. You know, if you want to use the red color is just to attract the hummingbirds can see that better. And that because most of the flowers that they feed on are red or orange and tubular colors. So anyway, hummingbirds normally feed at plants with red or orange tubular flowers. So plant columbines, begonias, geraniums, and snapdragons to entice these fragments of the rainbow to your yard. Now, like I said, if you're going to put out feeders, you can save yourself a lot of money and do the hummingbirds even more good by just mixing your feeder fluid is just one part sugar to four parts water. And that's all you need. It's just that simple. You don't have to buy the fancy stuff in the boxes they call nectar and whatever. You know, it's just simple sugar is all it is, simple syrup. I mean, you make it in a bar to make drinks with, same kind of thing. All right, here's some facts about the ruby-throated hummingbird. Now, this is the only one in Missouri that comes around for us to see, but there's lots of them. They're fun to watch. Hummingbirds are important pollinators for many species of plants that require just such a long-billed pollinator. Because of their small size, hummingbirds can end up providing food for many predators that eat insects. There are some of you that pay attention over to the herd mentality in our group on Facecrack. You saw a little praying mantis take a hummingbird down in a video I posted there. So they're about the size of a big bug, and stuff that hunts bugs will catch one once in a while. It's probably not any fun for the hummingbird then. Though most often seen around nectar feeders and in parks and gardens, hummingbirds also nest in forest and forest edges near streams and in other wooded places. Nests built on tree branches are of spider webbing, lichens, plant material, and lined with plant down. This species appears to be doing well throughout its range, and it is not in need of any special management. Early spring arrivals eat sap oozing from sap sucker drilled holes and the insects nearby. They soon switch to eating nectar from many different kinds of flowers. During nesting, insects, a rich source of protein, are fed to the growing young. Sometimes these insects are stolen from spider webs. So the old hummingbird, every once in a while, likes to steal a meal from the spider before it gets there. Kind of funny. All right. I think as long as I am in the position that I am in, which is high and dry, waiting on a ball player, home alone with all my friends again, I'm going to take a little break, a pause for the cause here, and have myself a little tea. And I don't give a damn if it's early or late. It's always good for tea time with me.
Your subconscious is listening to the herd mentality. No more wondering what life will turn out to be like. No more fantasies. Your life is now controlled by the herd mentality. No more. No more. No more. now you belong to the herd mentality.
Great. And we're back live again. Hope everybody else took a break. I did, and I enjoyed it immensely. And now I'm going to go back to the group here and see if I can find something else to talk about today. One of the things you see in the title, I've covered the wild plums, the mink kits, and the hummingbirds. But it made me think of the birds, the band, the birds. And I've posted some songs over there in the group by the birds. A couple of them, I'm sure some of you. This is real hippie music. The birds is from the 60s when the real hippies were out doing their thing and shaking their wild thing. Anyway, there's some good music to listen to over there at the group. I've also posted a bunch of really good music from any of y'all that have been following or listening. Last Saturday, I went to a big backyard barn barbecue bash something that was a hell of a lot of fun out on the Endless Wine Pavilion. Or as I call it, and most everybody else does around here, the hog barn. And there's a giant, I don't know, there's a giant ceiling fan in that thing. And that kept us a little cooler in there last Saturday. Anyway, we had a hell of a lot of fun. My buddy Bo is doing the cooking on most of the meat, except for the fried catfish. Somebody else was frying the catfish up, but Bo was handling all the other meat. I don't know what all he had. Mainly pork butt, but that's what he smoked anyway. And then I think there was hot dogs and sausages and hamburgers and I don't know what all he was cooking. Lots of stuff. It was all great and all good and all delicious. And anybody and everybody, when they get ready to have that thing again next year, ought to be there. Because it is and was and will be a hell of a lot of fun. So that's why I posted some more of those songs by these local bands beneath the birds turn, turn, turn post in the comments, because some of those videos, they're all new by these local bands, but some of them were shot at that event during the barbecue, and I was there. I don't think I made it in the movies, but I might be. If you watch close enough once in a while, I might have a little brief appearance in some of those YouTube postings that Randy Kirby has put up there. He's doing a good job videoing all these local bands and getting them kind of published on YouTube and things. It's pretty cool. I like local bands. I like local everything. I like local food. I like local people. I try to buy everything local that I can so I don't have to go to that damn Wally World out there. I had to go out there today and pick up some damn tiki torches and citronella oil that I ordered online, and it ended up in the store. It was supposed to come to my house. I don't know how that happened. But anyway, I went out there and picked that junk up and brought it home and it's a madhouse, and now I got somebody wanting me to take them back out there and drop them off and come back and get them later. And I probably am, because I think they need the ride, but I'm not really in the mood to go back across town on Friday night at Wally World right about now is probably starting lake traffic. And that's great because right now here it is 4:20 p.m. And that's about when the Kansas City kids come down through town on their way down to the Lake of the Ozarks. And it's a big-ass traffic jam all the way through town, pretty much. Every Friday on the way down there and every Sunday on the way back. And, you know, the holidays or whatever. Anyway, this little town gets pretty busy for a while every Friday night and every Sunday night. But going to go ahead and help a guy out that contacted me needing a ride out there. He didn't have no other way, so I'm going to probably knock out early here, not too early on the show. We're going to use up our 30 minutes or whatever, but since everybody else is too busy to do the damn show today besides me, and evidently nobody else is feeling froggy enough to jump and call in and, you know, help me get out of this mess, but that'll be all right. Anyway, I'd just soon get out early and get this guy took out to Wally World to take care of his business and then get my ass back closer to home anyway, and not on that side of town where all the traffic is. What else is going on? I tell you what, you know what I think? Here's what I really think is I got some extra time here, and because of that, I'm going to go ahead and take another break for tea and see if anybody calls in, and I'm going to play this little weird thing and listen to it again because I can't quite hear what that guy is saying in there most of the time. So anyway, tea time again for me, 4:22, that'll work.
Your subconscious is listening to the herd mentality. No more wondering what life will turn out to be like. No more fantasies. Your life is now controlled by the herd mentality. No more. Now you belong to the herd mentality.
Okay, I kind of heard it better that time, but I couldn't tell any difference in the volume level part. Maybe it will be in the broadcast after it's archived. I'm just playing with some buttons here on the switchboard today, trying to learn how to use things a little better. Anyway, what time is it now? We only got about 6 minutes left in the on-air live time, and because I'm here on the radio alone today, I'm going to go ahead and kick us out of the broadcast at the half hour. So if anybody wants to call in and has anything to say, now would be the time to do it. And I'll go ahead and give you that number, but it's pretty easily available. And that number is 213-943-3550. 213-943-3550. So write that down or put it in your contacts or something if you don't listen to this until later. And that's always fine, too. We don't care if people call in or not. And I don't either. I've always got enough to talk about for 30 minutes anyway. It doesn't just by looking at my calendar and looking up what's going on out in the wild, wild, wonderful world of nature. Hope everybody else is having a good time, too. It's not as hot here as it has been. It's a little cooler today. I mean, it's still plenty hot enough, but not as hot. And that's always good here this time of year. And I will see if there's anything else on my calendar that I might be able to update people with. Because I don't think there is. I don't think there's really hardly anything left for this whole month. Because this month is only going to be fasting until Monday. And then we're going to be into August. And August in Missouri is time for the Missouri State Fair, the Show Me Extravaganza. And we'll be spending some time out there and probably posting some things about it in the group and talking about some of it on the radio. The 4-H and FFA people are out there showing their horses right now. That's probably where a lot of my friends are. They're supposed to be on the radio with me today or out there watching horses, which makes me jealous because I like to do that too. And as soon as I get done back to Wally World and home again, I'm probably going to go out there and watch them show some horses because I can just sit right there and have all the fun I can stand just doing that. I like horses, and I like the people that wrangle horses and play with horses and show horses and ride horses and feed horses. I love horses. Horses are probably about as good as a dog sometimes if you have them long enough, that's for sure. They're pretty smart. That's all I know. What else is going on? Not too much. Not too much, I don't reckon. Except I did get kicked out of a bar last night. It's kind of interesting. I guess I spent too much money in there or something. I'm not sure what happened. But I guess I'll go back eventually in a day or two and find out. It was kind of funny. Thank you, but you had to be there, of course. Anyway, we're going to wind it on out here, ticking it down to about 90 seconds left, and the blog talk lady is going to say that in my ear in a minute here. And since that's what we got left, I'm just going to go ahead and kick us out here with our open. And then we'll be done with this mess again. Thanks for coming. Thanks for listening. We appreciate all of you. Love you all. Have a great week.
Coast to coast, town to town, and station to station, it's the herd mentality. Advising you of all your medicinal needs, recreational uses, and these travels through the universe. Coast, West Coast. It's the herd mentality. I think life could be just a little more fun. You remember the old days when you were young? It can all happen here. Right here on the herd mentality. Into the herd mentality. Stay tuned.
I was running, I saw it, it looked like a big burr, a meteorite or something. It went up over the top of the bar and it crashed. I didn't know what. And then I went over there and then it was the herd mentality.